happened then, Tony?
Oh, you know. Have I never told you?
No.
I was just a boy from the provinces. This was my first trip to London. I was only 16. I was incredibly lonely. I was thinking, all right, I'm frightened, I'm on my own. What would help would be if I could buy a small crucifix. This was in Oxford Street. There was a gift shop. I talked to the girl behind the counter. I think I've seen one, she said. She seemed a bit puzzled, so she went into the back. Then when she came out, she had two of them. She said, oh, I don't think you'll want this one. It's got a little man on it.
Yes, that's funny.
I mean, where has she been all her life?
I used to work in a shop before I started in advertising. It was just like that.
Francis, are you going to get dressed?
If you like. Does it make you uncomfortable?
No.
You always dress first.
Lot to do.
Do you have time for a pizza?
If you hurry. It's just tonight I want to work on a scheme I have, which I want to put to the team. I've got an idea for common worship to try and involve the Catholics and Methodists as well. I wanted to start with a day for world peace or something. If we could get everyone together, it would be the most incredible coup. It would really...
What?
No, then I think we'd really get people talking. Christ would be bang in the centre of things.
Where's my hairbrush? Ah, here it is.
I'm sorry. I can tell what you're thinking.
No, it's always Christ. We're alone, we make love, we have a little time, and then Christ enters the room.
Yes, well, he's there. He's always with us.
I always pretend you're no different from anyone else, but you are. You always bring your friend to the party.
I can't help it.
I know. And is he coming for pizza?
Inevitably.
And will he be staying here tonight?
He will, but I can't.
Oh, really?
No. Didn't I mention my aunt's coming down?
No, you forgot.
Yes, Aunt Ethel. She's ridiculously proud of me. I think she'd have preferred a nice, smart parish in Surrey, but I explained I had to have the challenge of somewhere really difficult.
And when's she coming?
Oh, you know, this evening.
Hmm.
It's getting rather late for my meeting. I think I'll skip the pizza. Do you mind?
How long have you been here? 45 minutes?
Yes, I'm sorry. It's very wrong.
Well, certainly it doesn't make me feel very valued.
I know.
Is Aunt Ethel really coming?
Well, why'd you say that?
Because I can tell when you're lying.
Yes. Tomorrow, she is. Look, I'm sorry.
It's all right. I don't want an explanation.
No, really.
I'd rather not. It will be humiliating for both of us.
I'm going to feel rotten. In fact, I do feel rotten already, unless you let me share what I think. I mean, I know this sounds...